to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
And rightfully so, on this election year, only months away, an election, a general election. Dr. Bryce Edwards is on the phone with us. Hi, Bryce, how are you?
Hi, Mikey. Pretty good.
Well. There's much to discuss this morning, isn't there? Let's talk about firstly the TVNZ Colmar Brunton poll, which came out last night, and there they are. Somehow, the polite grinning man who dressed up in that amazing outfit in the islands just recently, feeding John Oliver's TV show with even more stuff. National are up. They're up 3% to 49%.
It's amazing, isn't it? Like 9 years into government, you know, at the end of the tired third term, supposedly, they are doing just as well as ever. And they've had the change of leader. They've lost their star, John Key. They've got the rather dull Bill English there.
I'm going to have to... that's Sir John Key.
Oh, whoops.
Thank you.
Sir John Key. And but they're still shining as bright as ever. I think it must have been the spaghetti on the pizza, because people obviously like Bill English, soon to be Sir Bill English, no doubt. But no, I think it was the budget. The budget really was a bit of mastery. You know, they moved in, National moved into Labor territory. They threw lots of rather centre-left policies in there. It was a very popular budget, very well put together by Stephen Joyce. So, no, it shows that this year's election, it will be close, but certainly National is looking pretty good at the moment.
We'll just take a moment to reflect on that. I think Stephen Joyce is very cunning. I think he's the brains in that machine.
Oh, he absolutely is. He's the brains behind Bill.
And he's quite happy to sit there and behind there. But he's, to be able to swing that budget and make it somehow inoffensive, and basically make it look like they're replacing the divots that they've sort of been hacking out over the last 9 years. That was pretty clever. It was pretty clever. But I mean, do people really give that much of a toss about the budget?
Yeah,
the general man and lady on the street.
Yeah, I think they do actually. They might not care about the details or watch the budget speech in Parliament, but they get the gist of it. You know, what's the general feeling of where this government's going? And the budget signalled that this government cares. This government, isn't the mean-spirited neoliberal right-wing government that...
I've been thinking they are all along.
Yeah, that's right. No, they've got a soul. And people are worried about inequality. They are worrying about, people not being able to afford houses, and National showed that they are kind of doing something about it by increasing the accommodation benefit for those at the bottom, tax cuts that kind of do not too badly for some
people. Anyone who falls for tax cuts is an idiot, surely.
Yeah, that's right. But nonetheless, there's a lot of idiots out there, and it ticked all the boxes, that budget.
Now, is it just that Labor just doesn't have its ducks in a row?
I think so. We don't really have a strong opposition at the moment, but I mean,
why do you think that is, Bryce? What do you think?
I think it's an identity crisis on the part of Labor. They don't really know exactly what they stand for. They know what they stand against, but throughout the world, we're seeing all this uncertainty on the left about what it means to be on the left, and some people are wanting to rebel and be quite anti-establishment, but Labor's not so sure about that, so they are kind of wanting to just do some tinkering and show that they can make things a wee bit better than National. And I'm not sure that appeals enough to the public.
Who are the people that, if they can get that particular part of the community, if they could identify, if you could identify one particular part of the community that Labor could swing, be it small business people or first home buyers or whatever like that, is this someone that if they can nail that, then they could swing their way, do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly what Labor are focusing on at the moment, those first home buyers, and yeah, that they have a good reason to be discontented with the current government. But as always, I mean, the big one to get is that missing million. And Labor has tried to get that in the last two elections and pretty much failed. So this is the people that, the million people that aren't voting for any political party. They've given up on politics. And I still think that there's something there. If they could get charismatic leader that has a bit more populism than Andrew Little. I still think they could get some of that.
You think, you're not thinking old Garth? What's his
Gareth Morgan.
Garth Morgan. Gareth, sorry.
Yeah, he's going for some of that missing million, definitely. And he's trying to be New Zealand's Trump or New Zealand's Bernie Sanders, and it's not really firing. Although we do see in this poll last night, they're registering for the very first time at 1%. So not really enough.
Regardless of what you think of cats, you lose half your crowd, don't you, if you start saying you want to kill all the cats.
Yeah, that's right. He's always going to be dogged, so to speak, by that anti-cat thing.
So do you think maybe that's where the Greens are? That's what the Greens are trying to do. They're trying to cast out their big dirty drift net, and pillage that missing million.
No, I don't think they are actually. Maybe they should, but no, I think they aren't really in that sort of anti-establishment mood at the moment. They're more about glamour shots and young glamorous new electorate.
Saying that, Bryce, because they happen to be young and glamorous, or do you actually think that that's the point of putting these people up as on the list?
Oh, I see. Is it deliberate or not?
Yeah, or you know, do they just happen to be bright and shiny, or and you know, a lot of young women, or is it just or is that a particular? As someone said, come on, check out Hispanica, let's go.
Yeah, I think you know there's young people coming through as in any political party, and there is a bit more emphasis from the party leadership on those young people. Yeah, they are going to sell those young funky people and make the most of it and try and connect with those particularly youth that aren't voting at the moment. So yes, the Greens do want to show that they have a diverse range of MPs or candidates, and they're going to dress them up nicely and put them on magazine covers. Yeah.
And then the election comes around, and is Winston Peters going to be the man that is the decision maker?
I think so, yeah. He's the one. It's the year of Winston Peters, and whatever the other parties do, it's not going to count for that much when Winston Peters hoovers up a lot more votes. I mean, the poll last night had him on 9%, equal with the Greens. I think he'll overtake the Greens. And in fact, if you look back to this time 3 years ago in the electoral cycle, he was about 4% in the polls. So he's doing twice as well as he was last time. And Winston Peters always does much better in the election than the polls say. So, yeah, I think he's going to be the stunning success of this year.
So so as long as he doesn't offend too many people with his comments about cleaning house after...
Yeah, but he's not after the Muslim vote, let's face it.
True.
And he's not really after liberals like me and you that might be a bit offended by that. He's after... Yeah, the kind of more socially conservative voters that don't really fit in with Labour and National anymore. And I think that comment about Muslims cleaning their house will resonate with a lot of people that feel that...
Do you think it's just another tax, like his anti-immigration sort of card that he plays every now and then? Very, very quickly, Bryce, the British election, what's going on? They've started voting. What's going to happen and what?
Well, it's been an amazing election. It's been a snap election, of course. And when Theresa May, the Prime Minister, announced it, you know, 2 months ago, it looked like a foregone conclusion. But she has just fumbled and failed and stumbled all along the way. And it's been a terrible advertisement for the Conservatives. So they've lost their big lead. And some polls had Labour and Conservatives neck and neck. But in the end, I think the Conservatives are going to win quite nicely. But Corbyn's done incredibly well, and I think he has been the success story of this election. So I think he should hang on as leader.
Does that make do you think it'll make a robust government moving forward?
No, I think
because they are doing, you know, it is quite good head to head sort of, you know.
No. I think May has really damaged. She's been totally discredited by this election campaign. So even though she's going to win, I think she looks like quite a weak leader, and she won't last the distance.
Right. All right. Hey, Dr. Bryce Evans, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Speak to you again shortly.
Cheers, Mikey.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.